Guinea Pigs Online by Jennifer Gray and Amanda Swift.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Alice Dougal, Flora and Kirsten. For Debbie and Candy. Chapter 1. Problems in the Kitchen. London is home to thousands and thousands of guinea pigs. Fuzzy and Coco were two of them. They lived in a very nice terraced house in Strawberry Park, number 7 Middleton Crescent, with their owners, Mr. Ben and Mrs. Henrietta Bliss. Fuzzy was Ben's. Coco belonged to Henrietta. Ben Bliss ran the Strawberry Park Animal Rescue Centre. When Ben first found Fuzzy, lying on his back with his legs in the air in a rusty old hutch at the bottom of the garden of an empty house, Ben rushed him straight to the nearest vet, who just happened to be Henrietta. Once they were sure that Fuzzy would be all right, Ben and Henrietta promptly fell in love over the operating table. Afterwards, Ben decided to keep Fuzzy, who was brown and round with a white crest on his forehead, because he brought him luck. "A wife and a pet," Ben would joke, "all in one afternoon." Actually, it turned out to be a wife and two pets, because by a strange coincidence, Henrietta had mysteriously found a dazed-looking Coco at the bottom of her handbag. Only the week before, and when her real owner didn't come forward, decided to keep her too. When the Blisses got married, Fuzzy and Coco were very pleased. Guinea pigs squeak when they're happy, and Fuzzy and Coco squeaked a great deal. As everyone knows,